You are listening to the audio production of Kingdom Authority, Exercising God's Rule in Your Life by Dr. Tony Evans, published by B&H Publishing Group. This book is read by Preston Butler III. Introduction: Bringing Heaven to Earth. If you have a satellite TV, then you receive programming from space onto your TV screen through your receiver. Without a receiver, the programming that is available to you cannot be accessed. If you have a receiver, but it is turned off, then you still cannot experience the available programming. Non-Christians do not possess the Spirit of God, so they have no receiver to access spiritual realities for their lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Believers, on the other hand, possess a receiver. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. But may not have it on, so they can access heaven's authority for use in the divine programming for their daily lives. They have the Spirit, but are not attuned to Him, but to the flesh instead, resulting in powerlessness and defeat when it comes to exercising kingdom authority on earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Even if the receiver is working, it is Satan's goal to create static and spiritual disruption, so that the signal is blocked, keeping us from clearly receiving heaven's answers to earth's realities and fulfilling our destiny. Like a storm that disrupts TV programming, causing the screen to go blank and advertise searching for signal, our archenemy is forever seeking to keep us from understanding and experiencing all the rights and privileges that are ours as sons and daughters of the Most High God. The result is that believers are left discouraged, defeated, hopeless, powerless, and purposeless. When God created mankind, it was His intended purpose to partner with the human race to bring His will from the spiritual realm into the physical realm. So, He turned the managerial operation of earth over to mankind when He said, "Let them rule." Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. The stewardship of the planet then would be in the hands of humanity. Psalm 115, verse 16. God simultaneously gave men the responsibility to choose whether or not they would rule under His authority. Their obedience, faith, and submission to His word would empower them to successfully exercise dominion in and over His creation. This authority was immediately implemented when Adam was given the right to name all the animals. God brought them, but Adam named them. Thus, the scope of man's kingdom authority would be determined by his cooperating with what God wanted done, not simply what he wanted to do. Therefore, kingdom authority is to be directly tied to accomplishing the will of God as humankind lives by divine revelation, not human reason, symbolized by the prohibition against eating from the Google tree of the knowledge of good and evil. However, man's disobedience led to the transfer of his God-given authority over to Satan. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 24, and 1 John chapter 5. However, when Jesus arose from the dead, he reclaimed mankind's God-given right to rule. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, and verses 18 and 19, and proclaimed kingdom authority in both heaven and earth. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. He would personally serve as the link between eternity and time, and between the spiritual and the physical. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, and Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. It is God's goal to transfer authority from heaven into history through His kingdom disciples who consistently live all of life under Jesus' lordship. Romans chapter 14, verses 8 and 9, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. He occupies the executive seat of authority in heaven, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, and gives us the privilege to sit beside Him, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, so we can share in His position of authority. This authority is realized and activated as Jesus equips His followers to rule on His behalf as we overcome this world's attempt to defeat us. However, while kingdom authority
Sample complete. Ready to continue?